Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Not many all-volunteer radio programs last 40 years, but WMUK's Alma Latina is one of them. The station's Latin music program is coming up on its 40th birthday. Alma Latina was one of the first Spanish language programs in the area, and one of the few to survive this long. In fact, WMUK had another Latin show in the early 70s called El Despertar de una Raza, but it didn't last. Alma Latina got started in 1976, when a group called the Hispanic American Steering Committee came to WMUK. They wanted a place to play music and talk about what's happening in Kalamazoo's growing Hispanic community. Here's Alma Latina host Mike Ramirez.
So there was a gentleman named Jose Escamilla, who's a community leader. He got together some students from Western, and they approached Gerard McLeod, who's just station manager.
Alma Latina officially hit the airwaves in 1977. Ramirez started volunteering as a student just a few months later. His family were migrant farm workers. They moved to Texas from Mexico when he was 14. Ramirez says they would work all over the Midwest, including Michigan.
1974, when I was a graduate from high school, somebody came to my camp and says, you know, there's universities in Michigan who are offering scholarships for students, sons and daughters of farm workers. All you had to do is had to be regularly admitted to that university. So I had a friend in the same camp where I was staying, and he says, you know, why don't you go to Western? I'm there. This is my second year, and it's a full ride scholarship. So I told my parents that I wanted to stay here.
Ramirez worked hard in college and got his degree in 3 years instead of four.
I wanted to tell my parents, let them know that, okay, this wasn't in vain. I left my parents, and it was very difficult. In our communities, we were close-knit, and our families were close-knit families. And usually the parents, if somebody leaves, it's difficult for them, and it was difficult for me as well. So that's why I decided to say, okay, let me try to go fast-track this my college career, and I did.
But he would never live in Texas again. Not too long after that, he was offered a job at Western. He's lived in Kalamazoo and volunteered with Alma Latina ever since. Ramirez is now the Assistant Director of Multicultural Affairs at WMU.
You know, why keep doing this and why for free, honestly?
Well, it's a commitment to the community. I have a very strong commitment to my community. When we started Alma Latina, there was no media, there was no newspapers, there was no television available. Nowadays, we have more, like, you know, we get cable, so we get Univisiones and radio. And like, we have 24-hour programs up in Grand Rapids in Spanish. Back in those days, there wasn't anything.
Starting out, Alma Latina had a big problem. All they had was a single Mexican record.
And we played one side, and then we played the other side, the same artist, because when we started, we had no records, very, very little music. And then we went around the community asking for folks, do you have any Tejano, Tex-Mex music that we can play in the radio? And people donated some of those records.
Then in the 80s, Ramirez decided the show needed more music. So he took Alma Latina's volunteers at the time, two students from Venezuela, to Chicago to search through record stores.
So all we're playing right now is Conjunto, Norteño. We need to find some salsa, which was a big thing back in the 80s. Salsa music and buy the traditional Mexican ballads and mariachi, because we didn't get that on our record library.
Ramirez says now they play music from Hispanic countries all over the world.
Salsa, merengue, conjunto, tejano, bachata, banda, mariachi, of course. So compared to other Spanish programs, radio programs in the area, we play the most variety. Most of the programs in the area, they play Tex-Mex or Tejano. This is the type of format, and that's all they play. They just stick to that format. And we're very proud of the fact that we're able to play this variety of music, because we are in a college campus, and where we have students ask us, you know, to play the music. We want to hear music from Venezuela, we're going to hear music from Colombia, from Brazil, we're going to music from the Dominican Republic. Hey, 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 hey,
hey. That's traditional music of the Andes from Ecuador.
Most of the volunteers on Alma Latina are Western students. Ramirez says hundreds of them have come through WMUK's doors. Over the years, each DJ has brought their own style to the show. Adriana Cardoso Reyes volunteered all 4 years of undergrad. She says she loved finding new music for the show, especially banda.
And so there's like tons of bandas, which are very large, like percussion, lots of instruments, tubas, clarinets, trumpets, almost like, I don't want to say, like an orchestra, like a Mexican orchestra, but it's much more also talks about like lots of love stories through the music, lots of, you know, music about culture, music about the impacts of immigration on families, you know, just kind of talks about what's happening in Mexican society or Mexican society in the U.S.
Like Ramirez, Cardoso Reyes was a first-generation student from a migrant family. Now she works to help migrant students get access to education at Western. She says when she was a freshman in 2002, Latino students didn't have the resources they have today.
As I'm working in higher education now and understanding a lot of what we do for students at the university, student engagement comes to mind. And I didn't realize that for me, Alma Latina was my engagement in this campus. It was a way to connect me to the university. It was a way to support me while I was here.
Alma Latina's current volunteer, Daniel Oropesa, isn't a student. He and his family actually started listening a lot earlier, when he was about 11 years old.
It was just jaw-dropping, and we were just very tickled that we were hearing Mexican music or different type of Spanish music through the radio. But from then on, I've just been listening to the program for many, many years. And when I had that opportunity and work with Mike earlier this year, it was just a no-brainer. I mean, it was something that is just like, this is a must.
With Oropesa, Alma Latina has been trying something new this summer. He and Ramirez have been speaking Spanglish, a mashup of Spanish and English. Oropesa says many Hispanic Americans speak this way, and it's easy to see why.
Parents are like, hey, here at the household, you're going to be speaking Spanish. In school, you speak English. So from day one, I can just register, as a young kid, I can just register both languages. So when I go home and talk to my parents and the rest of the family, it just came out that way.
Aquí estamos. Next, we're going to bring music of Chayanne, quizá uno de los grandes artistas de Latinoamérica. Con él vamos a traerle Salomé, and then Mochi y Alexandra, que son uno de mis favoritos bachateros. Pasión.
Ramirez says Alma Latina's 40th is actually on April 2nd of next year. But he says he thought it was important to highlight the show during Hispanic Heritage Month, which spans from September 15th through October 15th.
The time of the year, at least this time, most of the country, people celebrate the Hispanic culture, Hispanic heritage. And this program has been a staple for our community for almost 40 years.
Alma Latina airs on WMUK every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5. You can see some old photos of Mike Ramirez and other Alma Latina volunteers on our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.